This is the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Hassick. Come join me as we remove confusion from the hottest health topics by discussing the latest research, along with what we've seen with thousands of our patients and amongst our community, family, friends, and people all over the nation and world. Let's dig in. Hey, this is Dr. Brad Hassick with the Second Chance at Health podcast. Today, we're going to talk to you about breathing, inspiration through researched breathing techniques. When we look at how breathing, it seems like something that's very natural. It's very automatic, but there can actually be different techniques that we do when we put a little more thought into it that can help improve our health and our focus. You know, Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." What a great way to get this kicked off and show the importance of breathing, proper breathing techniques. There was a great article that I recently read, 2018 Journal of Neuroscience, and it talked about It was a huge study, and it talked about a lot of the current research that was available on breathing techniques and the effect on health. It showed conclusive benefits to the central nervous system, to the autonomic nervous system, which is going to be your fight or flight response. Fight or flight, wine and dine, what brings you out of that? So sympathetic, parasympathetic. Heart rate variability, improvements to that. Improvements to lung function and lung capacity. It showed increased or benefits to EEG and EKG. So there's a lot of measurable benefits that they found from practicing some of these different breathing techniques that I'm going to go over with you today. Try some different ones. You don't have to do. There's different situations that you're going to find, whether it's things to try and calm you down, things to try and help you with sleep, to shut your mind off, to improve lung capacity, a lot of these different things. So the first and foremost, so many people, you know, I know it's kind of a running joke. We'll talk about people, hey, it's a mouth breather, learning to breathe through your nose and to stay calm. The other thing is learning to belly breathe. If you're listening to this purely as a podcast, not watching on YouTube, one of the things that you can do is have one hand over your belly, one hand over your chest, and make sure as you're breathing, learn to be able to feel your belly going out to make sure that you're breathing. So much of the time we can get higher up into our chest that we're breathing. As you're doing that, your shoulders are coming up. You're going to feel more tension. I know that even in terms of practice times when I'm busy, I'm working with patients. We're focused on what we're doing. Maybe there's a lot going on, and I notice my shoulders starting to get tight. I can tell, hey, I'm breathing more from the chest. I need to stop, take a couple belly breaths, get calm, get focused on what I'm doing. So that's one of the first things that you can do is just to learn to focus on belly breathing first, so that you're not just breathing higher up into your lungs. Oftentimes, you'll feel, like I said, your shoulders will relax. You'll feel your shoulders drop. And you just feel kind of that sense of calm come over your body. Another technique that you can do is alternate breathing. With that, you're going to literally take and plug one side, one nostril, breathe in through your nose. You're going to then exhale out, inhale, and then switch, exhale out through the other nostril. And just kind of alternate back and forth between those two things. That's going to, once again, it tends to have a calmative effect. If you're kind of stressed, anxious, that's something that can quickly help just kind of calm you and calm down your nervous system. One of my favorites that I use frequently is box breathing. Box breathing is going to it's going to be an exhale in through your nose, a pause, a hold, and exhale out through kind of pursed lips, just kind of bringing your lips together slow, and then hold again, and then repeating that cycle. So a common one is to do that in counts of four. So you're going to inhale through your nose in a count of four. Then you would pause, hold that for a count of four. Then you would slowly exhale kind of through pursed lips, in a count of four. Hold that again. Usually I'll do about three rounds with that. And that's something during the day when I'm not necessarily trying to bring on sleep or rest, you know, just to get me focused. Times if I'm stressed, my mind's, going a little too fast. Maybe I'm frustrated, anxious, you know, for whatever reason. And it's just a quick, easy way to be able to calm yourself no longer than what less than a minute. That's something that's going to give you a chance just to kind of slow yourself down, calm your nervous system, and get you back focused on what you're doing. And like I said, it doesn't tend to make you tired, like some of the other techniques can. So that's box breathing. That's a great technique. I use that pretty much daily. My next favorite one probably is the 4-7-8 breathing. Now, this is terrific. This has been a game changer. I don't know about any of you. There's times, especially lying down to bed at night, it's hard to shut your mind off. Or you'll wake up in the middle of the night and you start thinking about everything you're going to be doing for the next day, and the mind just starts going and you can't shut it off. This is the time to practice your 4-7-8 breathing. 4-7-8 is going to be, you're going to inhale through the nose in a count of four. You're going to hold for a count of seven. And then slowly exhale through the pursed lips again, kind of breathing out almost like a whistle for those listening on a podcast. You're going to exhale in a count of eight. And do, once again, you're going to do about two to three rounds. A lot of times, if I'll do that three rounds, I don't remember any more of it at night when I'm trying to fall asleep, or if I've woken up and I'm having trouble falling back asleep, I don't remember any more because I fall asleep. So breathe in through the nose, count of four, hold for a count of seven, and then slowly exhale in a count of eight. And anytime throughout the day, kind of like with the box breathing, you can do that. When your exhale is longer, typically it's going to be about double of what your inhale would be. That's going to be something you're going to use to depress the nervous system, to slow it down, can tend to bring on a lot more relaxation and help with sleep. The box breathing, like I said, is more, and you know, you don't have to do the box breathing. You can, you know, inhale, you know, in a count of four, and, you know, exhale on a count of four. That's something that's just to relax you. I like the box breathing. I like the holds. That tends to just kind of calm the nervous system a little bit better. But those, when the inhale and the exhale are the same, that tends to just be, have more of a relaxative effect as opposed to actually bringing on a fatigue or helping you fall asleep. So those are two, the box breathing, the 4-7-8 breathing. Once again, with your inhale, as I mentioned, use your diaphragm. Make sure that you're belly breathing when you're doing that. For those of you that don't know, literally by having your hand on your stomach, having your hand on the chest, you're stimulating, you're facilitating those areas, teaching your brain, if you're not familiar with how to do that, that's a great way just to try and stimulate those areas. Another breathing technique that I'm very fond of, and if you listen to the first one, is the first episode, is the Wim Hof breathing. Once again, never do that underwater. That's something lying down in bed. You can do it sitting up as well. There's a lot of different techniques with that. Wim Hof breathing is going to be progressively. You're going to inhale, have inhales, in through your nose. Once again, belly breathing, and then exhale. It's just going to be at a little bit faster pace that you're doing that thing, kind of a, kind of at that pace. And it depends on how many, breaths you want to do to go through and do that, and then how long that you can do it. Starting off, somebody might only be able to do it for 30 seconds or a minute. After your last hold, you're holding the exhale with that, holding the exhale. It seems, if you've never done it, it seems crazy. You're exhaling and then you're holding that. What you're doing with that, though, is you're actually building up, you know, carbon dioxide. You're pushing stuff down, so you're not getting that signal to the brain, which, once again, is why you don't do it underwater. But it just allows you to hold your breath for a longer period of time. Very calmative focusing, meditating. As I mentioned it in the first episode, I say the Lord's Prayer when I'm doing this. There's other times, there's other meditation, other prayers, things that I'm saying when I'm doing that. Telling your heart rate, slow your heart rate, slow. You're just slowly kind of talking to yourself. Slowing your heart rate will allow you to hold your breath for even longer with that. You go through progressive rounds. You can do anything from, you know, bare minimum, do it at least twice, two rounds of doing that. A common one will be 30 or 40 breath holds, breaths followed by a breath hold. And then 2 to 3 rounds. You can do it for as many as you want. Usually each round, you're able to hold your breath for longer and longer and longer with that. So that's a great, like I said, that's a great way, for meditation, prayer, building up your lung capacity, Wim Hof breathing. And there's great, check on YouTube. There are all kinds of, they'll have different sounds, you know, different frequencies, things like that, that can be kind of meditative, peaceful. And it's also stimulating different areas of your brain, helping to suppress or depress your nervous system. So there's some great things. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel on that. Check out on YouTube. There's a lot of great, channels for that. So check that out. You know, I wanted to finish with this, finish with another Bible verse, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Once again, we're talking about breathing, you know, inspiration, the word of God in all of us. So that's something that's very powerful to me. I carry with me, and I use breathing and breathing techniques to focus even more on God and God's word. So I hope you found this beneficial. Try these techniques out. Leave comments. If you're watching on YouTube, leave comments. Subscribe, share this. If you're listening to podcasts, and if you have different things, please reach out to me. There's a lot of different ways that you know, you can reach me. If there's different topics you'd like me to cover, let me know. I'd be happy to go over this, and hope to continue to share valuable health information. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you.